知情人士
informants
匿名人士
anonymous person
据内部一位不愿透露姓名的官员说
according to a source inside who wished to remain anonymous
这是我们以前经常看到的这一次的中东事件
This is a Middle East event that we have seen before
让我们又看到了消息人士
Let's see the news again
而昨天我又看到了高级消息人士
And yesterday, I also saw high-level sources
我在想啊
I was thinking
就是像大家平常在各种的社交媒体平台上发文、发内容都要有具体的原因
Just like everyone needs to have a specific reason when posting content on various social media platforms
而现在随便一个消息人士高级消息
And now any source can obtain information
人士就都可以散布各种信息了
Anyone can spread information
而且还有很多不实的信息
In addition, there are many false pieces of information
真的没有人管了吗
Is there really no one to take care of
而且这种态势愈发不可收拾
And this situation is becoming increasingly irreversible.
唯一的原因
The only reason
只有可能是这符合资本收割
This must be the way to exploit capital.
昨天各种消息满天飞
Yesterday, there were all kinds of news flying around.
我们就不说各种消息人士的相关发言了
We won't talk about the various statements made by sources.
我们就看看啊，具名人士的具体信息。
Let's take a look at the specific information of the named individuals.
第一，特说的，在前一天。
The first special class is on the previous day.
他说啊，马上就要达成协议了。
He said that an agreement would be reached soon.
而最新他说的是必须慢慢来。
And the latest he said is that it must be done slowly.
与此同时还说了
At the same time, he also said that
不能有任何的错误。
There should be no errors.
也就意味着不管是双方对于重点内容的讨论
This also means that whether it is the discussion of key content between the two parties,
以及最后落到纸上的措辞
and the final wording on the paper
都不能各说各话
they can't talk to each other
然后也明确说了
he also clearly stated that
一是绝对不能拥有核武器的
one is absolutely not allowed to possess nuclear weapons
好
okay
我们再来看乙的发言
Let's take a look at B's speech again.
必须消除一的核威胁。
Must eliminate the nuclear threat of one.
必须拆除它的浓缩铀设施。
The concentrated oil facility must be dismantled.
好。
Okay.
那我们再来看看一的啊，这个官员说的。
Then let's take a look at what the official said.
他说，霍尔木斯海峡的管理不会恢复到战前水平。
He said that the management of the Hormuz Strait will not return to pre-war levels.
也就意味着接下来啊，这个事件即使结束之后
This also means that even after this event ends,
他还要对这个地方有管理的
He also needs to manage this place.
也就是说，要比之前有更多的权限
In other words, it requires more permissions than before.
虽然没有明确说到底怎么管
although it doesn't explicitly state how to manage it
但是是表明态度了
but it shows their attitude
而这个态度呢
and this attitude
不管是跟美还是中东的其他国家
whether it's with the US or other countries in the Middle East
还是跟欧洲相关国家是完全相悖的
is completely contradictory to the countries in Europe.
另外就是也明确说了没有对浓缩铀的库存问题跟美进行任何的谈判。
Furthermore, it also explicitly stated that there were no negotiations with the U.S. regarding the issue of concentrated oil reserves.
而且不会有任何的后退。
And there will be no backward.
所以我们现在综合三个啊，可以有名有姓的人的相关发言，能发现最核心的问题完全没有解决。
Therefore, when we analyze the statements of three individuals who have a clear identity, we can see that the core issue has not been resolved.
而且是严重分歧。
And it's a serious disagreement.
也就是油、河以及霍尔木斯海峡。
That is the Strait of Andres and the Gulf of Hormuz.
所以这一个多月聊什么呢？
So, what have we been talking about for the past month?
完全没有能够在核心问题上达到任何的共识。
There was no consensus on the core issues.
在互相忽悠吗？
Are you trying to deceive each other?
在打探对方的底线吗？
Finding out someone's bottom line.
另外就是我们不能忽视的一点，一方在谈的人。
Another point we cannot ignore is the person who is talking.
他谈的东西回去相关的卫队能不能认可，以及接下来双方能不能达成一致之。
Once he and Coco have reached an agreement,
后切实有效的落地执行。
Possible implementation.
好，另外还有一个非常重要的事情。
Another important thing is the nuclear issue.
就是因为现在有一个中间传话的，那他是不是把双方的意思非常非常精准的转达给对方？
It's about accurately conveying the meaning of both sides to each other.
没有任何的修饰或者保留。
No embellishment or omission.
以至于有可能引起相应的误解。
This could lead to misunderstandings.
比如说我们举个例子。
For example, let's take an example.
关于去解冻美冻结的一的相关的资金。
Regarding the funds related to the thawing of the frozen U.S.
好了。
Okay.
那这里就会产生相应的误解了。
That's where the misunderstanding comes from.
一想的是你先解冻。
I thought you should thaw it first.
我再怎么怎么样。
No matter what.
那美的思路呢
？What is May's idea？
可能就是你先怎么怎么样。
Maybe it's just you, you know, doing all that first.
我再解冻。
I'll thaw it out again.
而且我的解冻要依据你的实际推进的行为来做推进。
And my thawing process depends on your actual progress.
好了。
Okay.
那在这个过程中
In this process,
有可能中间人只是说了
It is possible that the intermediary only said
哎
Oh
美可以解冻你的相关的资金
The US can unfreeze your related funds
但大家理解这件事情完全是两个思路
But everyone understands this matter in two different ways
好
Okay
那接下来是不是真的达成所谓的协议
Then will the so-called agreement really be reached?
我们怎么去判断呢
How to judge?
首先第一肯定是要有相关的明确的条文出来的
First, of course, it is necessary to have relevant and clear articles
就像去年的加沙和平二十点计划
Like the Rome and the Peace Plan
而不是什么
What not what
谁说了什么
Who said what
而不是里边有可能有什么
Instead, there is a possibility of something happening inside
并且最后应该拿出来的只有一个版本
And the final result should be only one version
而不是双方各自拿着自己的那张纸
Instead of each of them holding their own paper
第二
Second,
相关的内容中
in the relevant content,
肯定是要有关于油的
there must be something about oil,
关于核的
about the nucleus,
不管最后到底是怎么解决
No matter how it is finally resolved.
是谁妥协了?
Who compromised?
谁退让了?
Who gave in?
还是达到什么样的中和了?
What is the neutral state?
肯定是要有这一部分的内容的。
There must be this part of the content.
如果没有这个协议,
If there is no agreement,
基本上是没有任何意义的。
Basically, it's meaningless.
好
Okay?
说完以上，我们再看看大宗层面和资本层面吧。
After discussing the above, let's look at the macro and capital levels.
特昨天明明后边说了、啊、
Yesterday, Ming Ming said that
我们接下来不着急。
Let's not rush things.
我们慢慢谈。
We talk slowly.
而且必须要有核的问题。
And there must be a problem with the agreement.
也就意味着、啊、现在离最后达成协议其实还很远。
This also means that the final agreement is still quite far away.
但大宗已经做反应了。
But the big boss has already reacted.
霍尔木斯海峡也并没有开放。
The Holsum Strait is also not open.
也就是说
That is to say,
对于国际原油市场的影响并没有实质性的改变。
It has not significantly changed the impact on the international oil market.
但原油低。
But the oil is low.
这就是妥妥的资本收割局啊。
This is a perfect capital harvesting scheme.
一个多月前其实就跟大家分享过。
About a month ago, I actually shared with everyone
现在这场中东事件早已经是华尔街的金融资本和五角大楼战争资本之间的高度配合以及融合了。
Currently, this Middle East event has become a high-level cooperation and integration between Wall Street's financial capital and the Pentagon's military capital.
我相信大家明显能够感受到一点。
I believe everyone can clearly feel it.
就是华尔街的金融资本
It is the financial capital of Wall Street.
现在对于这一次的中东事件并没有太多的微词
Currently, there are not many micro details about this Middle East event.
其实很核心的一个原因
The really core reason is
就是他们就是能够挣到钱
That's what they are able to earn money.
也就是说
That is to say
对于华尔街来说、啊
For Wall Street,
只要特你可以时不时地释放一些信息
as long as you can occasionally release some information,
让我能够实现收割这件事情就可以。
If I can achieve this, I can harvest it.
那接下来再反转
Then another twist.
再收割
Harvest again.
再反转再收割
Reversal and harvest again.
所以协议不协议是一回事儿。
So, whether or not the agreement is valid is a matter of fact.
而赚钱不赚钱是另外一回事。
Whether or not to make money is another matter.
最后再回到开篇，消息人士，高级消息人士啊。
Finally, let's return to the initial news from a senior source.
这样的信息释放方式会消失吗？
Will this type of information disclosure disappear?
在我来看，可能很难了。
In my opinion, it might be difficult.
因为资本通过这一次的事件发现了。
Because the capital discovered through this event.
当然我说的是全球范围内的资本。
Of course, I'm talking about capital on a global scale.
这种不具名的。
This unnamed.
不用负任何责任的信息传播是最好的收割工具。
The best harvesting tool is the one that doesn't take any responsibility.